This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's Democratic senators have written to the administration demanding it restore funding for energy projects canceled last year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The letter from 39 Democratic senators, including John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, comes after the Trump administration admitted in court documents that it canceled clean energy grants last October to states based solely on political grounds. The senators are demanding that funding be restored, writing, "Once an administration begins punishing Americans for how they vote, no state, community, business, or worker can trust that the federal government will apply the law fairly." The cuts impacted $608 million in grants for 34 projects in Colorado. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The southern Colorado town of La Vida is under its most stringent water restrictions in more than two decades. Mayor Doug Burgotch says if they don't get enough rain soon, they're going to have to take extreme measures that may not be realistic.
The worst case scenario is that we will have to rely on the generosity of our neighbors and hope that somebody has a water supply that we can truck in. That is unfathomable. 80,000 gallons a day, that's 10 semi-truckloads of water. Where are we going to get that?
The mayor says if the summer monsoons don't bring in significant rain, all they can do is pray for an early snow. It's 8:06, and you're listening to CPR News, 90.1 FM in Denver and KRCC. Find us online at cpr.org.